This is Ode to Ainsley Lynn. It's the song that I wrote for my granddaughter on the day after she was born. With apologies to Coca-Cola. I'd like to take the chance to sing for people far and wide that my daughter and her husband have again filled me with pride. I'd like to say for all to hear the joy I felt within when first I saw the Facebook post that their daughter's birth had been. I thought at once of all the ways that Jess had beat my dreams. And there laid Ainsley Lynn, their child, with promises and dreams. I thought from my perspective spot of all the things we do, like driving fast and having a blast while her day's just number two. I thought of how her life will change from that we've known so well. Some good, some bad, some good, some glad, but who can ever tell? Some things we can't yet conjure up, some things that we can see. The cars that we'll all drive for her, a hateful thing for me. I thought about her mom and dad and the scary world they're in. I thought she might be a lonely child because she has few kin. I thought about the simple fact the girls are still not seen as equals to their male cohorts, yet often viewed as queen. But then I saw her mom and knew that I had naught to fear. The model for what she can be was lying ever near. With wisdom far beyond her years and demonstrated skill, mentor Ainsley very well and get her up that hill. And then I thought of Tom, her dad, his multicultured views, and knew she'd have the best of chance whichever was the news. Their love so evident to see, the best guide she could hope would never make her aspirate be limited by nope. She'll be a child who learned to laugh, enjoy the things of life. She'll struggle as we all must do with problems and with strife. But she'll also have a rock hard base of principle belief that humor is the best of lube to bring the soul relief. So smile she will for Grandpa's eyes and climb upon his knee to hear him sing and tell her jokes and hear her scream with glee. To watch her grow, those eyes that mine, and hear her asking why, to help her find her place and time, and help her find her mind. To nurture her, to soothe her hurts, to swab away her tears, to show her beauty in all things, and mollify her fears. To let her see the strength is not to bully on the field, instead to show the strength required to understand and yield. To learn to work with others to achieve partner name. Respect and cherish courage and be fair and play the game. Integrity and honor, the soul you'll want around. To offer some assistance to someone who's feeling down. I know she'll be a leading voice for those who can't be heard. She'll learn the power of a thought expressed with just a word. I'll hope she'll fight injustice and resist oppressive thought. And when the battle's over, she'll be glad that it was fought. Out others' thinking and question all her own, but never fear to stand for things even when she stands alone. And when her nest no longer holds her wing from taking flight, I know she'll have a firm grasp of the concept of what's right. I want her strength and grace to shine for everyone to see. I hope her life will always be reflecting back on me. But never let my humble hopes be limited on her dreams. She'll rise beyond whatever hopes my lowly mind perceives. My pride will be most satisfied to know she does her best. No matter what results that makes, I know my heart will rest. Whenever, like her mom does now, she volunteers to care and tells someone where'er she is, you know I started there.